time for Northwest Missouri State basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network. Let's go courtside for today's game.
Good afternoon and welcome to Bearcat Arena. The Northwest Missouri State Bearcat men's basketball team will face Central Methodist this afternoon. Northwest coming in 8-2, Central Methodist 9-6, and both of these teams are coming off two-game losing streaks coming into today's game for Northwest, tracking a couple out in Hawaii during their trip out there just prior to the Christmas break. My name is Meg Woodard. I'm John Coffey, and Matt, this Northwest Missouri State Bearcat men's basketball team looking to get back on the winning track before they head into conference play on Thursday.
Yeah, and it's really interesting how similar these two teams are. Not only the two losses both coming in, but they've also both had long breaks, extended breaks. It's been 12 days since a game for Central Methodist. For Northwest, it's been 13. So, yeah, it's good to get a game kind of mixed in here after getting some time away from basketball. Obviously, the trip down to Hawaii, a little bit of relaxation time over the Christmas holiday, but at least get a game in before you get back into the full run of conference play starting next week.
Unfortunately for the Northwest men, the first two losses of the season coming on that Hawaii trip, and they came against a couple pretty good teams in St. Edwards and also Harding, two different type of teams, but St. Edwards came out in that first game out there and put together some full-court pressure. They gave Northwest some problems. And then Harding, a little more of a half-court type of team in that second matchup. Northwest played close the entire way, but just couldn't quite make the play they needed. They had a chance there at the end to tie the ball game, send it in overtime. But unfortunately, just a couple of tough losses on the road.
Well, I think with teams like that, especially teams that are going to press or have pressure defense, which you're going to see in the MIAA, I think that really brings out that point guard spot in Deshaun Cooper and being without him. Now, Matt Wallace is pretty good, but obviously when you go down from Matt, you're going to a freshman, so you've got some inexperience there. And, of course, Deshaun Cooper is the guy at that point guard spot. So you want to have him in there as much as possible, but it really goes to show that Northwest is going to have to figure something out because that's on film. Teams are going to figure that out, and they're going to try to do that and pressure Northwest a little bit more and try to take advantage of that.
Northwest and Central Methodist will be back to have more for you on our pregame right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Northwest Department of English and Modern Languages offers undergraduate majors and minors in English, Spanish, Deaf Studies and Writing, as well as graduate programs in English. Learn more at www.nwmissouri.edu.
Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Sports on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Bearcat Booster Club, assisting the athletic department in funding improvements and providing equipment for the various teams. The Bearcat Booster Club, 562-1713.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodson's in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodson's at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MaryvilleGlassandLock.com.
Today's game is underwritten by national investors and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in Northwest Missouri and Southwest Iowa, 660-562-2600.
Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City.
You may be big, but even Godzilla ain't getting this ball. You're listening to Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Back at Bearcat Arena, Northwest and Central Methodist going through their pregame warmups. Northwest at 8-2, Central Methodist at 9-6 on the season. Central Methodist, an NAIA team out of the Heart of America Conference in Magwater. You look at Central Methodist, they played a pretty strong schedule in their own right, losing to a couple of nationally ranked teams in NAIA, losing to Mid-American Nazarene, which at the time was 12th ranked, and then to 6th ranked Columbia College. So this is a team that's put together a pretty tough schedule.
Yeah, absolutely, you know, and that's the way you're going to make yourself better and then get into what they see as an exhibition matchup against a Division II team, you know, that's definitely another step, especially this stretch. They're in a stretch of four games on the road. Also, those two losses that you talked about, not only to ranked teams, but both of those on the road as well. So this is probably the toughest part of their schedule right now. But like I said, they're preparing for late in the season, maybe some postseason, that sort of thing. That's the way to go about it.
And they're a team that traditionally is a team that's one of the top teams in NAI Division One with 1,290 victories in the program. They're one of the fourth winningest teams in NAI Division One basketball.
Yeah, and there's something to be said about tradition. That's a good way to get some good basketball players into your program if they know that they're going to play at that level and they've seen what this program is all about, that they're committed to trying to win and they've brought in good coaches and things like that. You're going to get good basketball players, and you know, one of their leaders is shoots more than 40% from three-point range, you know, so you never know what can happen when you've got a team that's got some good athletes if they're all clicking on the same day.
And it's Northwest Missouri State and Central Methodist. We'll be back and hear from the head coach of the Bearcats, Ben McCollum. That's coming up right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's Northwest Alumni Salute is brought to you by the Northwest Alumni Association. Information on membership benefits at 660-562-1248.
1967 graduate of Northwest Missouri State, Bill O'Reilly came to the Northwest campus from Southwest Iowa as a non-traditional 23-year-old student and says he worked full-time while taking classes in Maryville.
I got a job out at Sherman Lightning Rods, so I made lightning rods all the way through college, you know. But I was married and had a small child, and I wanted to get out. You know, I needed to get out, so everything was focused on trying to get out, and my goal was 3 years.
After graduation, O'Reilly mounted a successful career as a coach, including a stop in Clarinda, Iowa, and later entered the business world. O'Reilly says the instructors at Northwest played an important role in his life.
I wouldn't have accomplished what I did without my degree, and it meant something when I put my resume on the table. John, I never officially, other than my first, I guess my two teaching jobs, I never applied for a job. They came looking, and I believe they came looking is because of what I was taught and the way in which we went about our business.
O'Reilly recently established a $50,000 endowment for a scholarship benefiting juniors or seniors with preference given to married students from Iowa. He says he feels it's important to give back to the university.
It's not what we accomplish so much, John. It's what we leave behind.
1967 Northwest Missouri State graduate Bill O'Reilly, who now resides in West Des Moines, Iowa.
Today's Northwest Alumni Salute is brought to you by the Northwest Alumni Association. Information on membership benefits at 660-562-1248.
The pregame interview with Northwest men's head basketball coach Ben McCollum is brought to you by Carson Sports Grill in Maryville, located at 310 North Main, 582-2699.
Welcome back to our pregame as the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat men's basketball team gets set to take on Central Methodist this afternoon. First game back after the Christmas holiday. Coach, just talk a little bit about the activities the team took part in over a break after the Hawaii trip.
I guess they went home for 6 days. They went home when we got back from Hawaii, we had to drive about 8 hours from Dallas to Kansas City. Our flight was canceled, so we got them back still in time. Then they had 6 days off, like I just said, and then the last couple days we've been in practice, it's always the first day is always a rough one, trying to get all the Christmas festivities out of your system, and then the second one, usually you're too sore to do anything, so we've got two pretty poor practices coming into this game, but that's how this works, and that's why we wanted to schedule this game, to get a little rhythm back and go against somebody in a different jersey.
Hey, coming off a couple of losses on the Hawaii trip, what were some of the things that came out of those two games that you want to try to build on as you get ready for the main portion of the MIAA schedule here starting next week?
Well, we want our shots to go from good to great. I thought we took a lot of good shots in Hawaii. I didn't think we took a lot of great shots, and we didn't work for great shots. But we need to make sure that tonight that we do that, move the basketball, try to get layups or kick out threes, and if we do that, I think our defense was still solid out in Hawaii. But we'll continue to improve that as well.
So a trip such as that, as much a team-building type of trip as it is what takes place on the basketball floor?
It is, and it's a reward for the guys that have been here for a while, and we try to do it once every 3 years. And you know, once you lose a couple games, though, Hawaii didn't look so pretty. But no, we tried to, hey, guys, let this sit with you for a couple hours and compartmentalize it and don't think about it for the next 2 days. And then after that, make sure you think about it the whole break. But, you know, we wanted to make sure that they had a good time out there and enjoyed it. And I think it was.
Let's just talk about Central Methodist and some of the things that you notice when you look at what Central Methodist has to offer.
I think they're really well coached. I think they, offensively, they really run their stuff, run a lot of little stagger screens, a lot of screen-to-screener action. And we're going to have to be ready to guard a team that's disciplined, and then we're going to have to be able to score on them as well.
All right, well, Coach, good luck today.
Thanks a lot, John.
Hey, Coach, the Northwest Missouri State men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. Stay tuned. We'll be back and have the starting lineup right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Northwest Department of Fine and Performing Arts offers degrees in art, music, theater, and speech education, among others. Students benefit from hands-on experience. Learn more at www.nwmissouri.edu.
This Bearcat broadcast is brought to you in part by the Northwest Alumni Association. Contributions to the Alumni Association support the Northwest Foundation and its educational opportunities for students. For more information, call 562-1248.
Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City.
A Northwest Missouri State December graduate who is being deployed by the U.S. Navy for service in Afghanistan was surprised with a special graduation ceremony. Bryce Webb of Winterset, Iowa, was set to graduate December 14th with a Bachelor of Science degree in horticulture, a minor in biology, but learned he was being called to duty before being able to take part in Northwest Missouri State's winter graduation. Northwest Commencement Coordinator Gina Bradley and university administrators organized the ceremony after learning of Webb's change of plans due to his naval deployment. Webb says remaining in the reserves while pursuing a degree was a priority for him.
I mean, when I joined up, I joined straight out of high school, and I did 5 years active duty, and I knew that I wanted to come out of active duty and stay in the reserves and keep my military clock running while I still went to school, because I had wanted to open my own business, and this was just a pathway of getting the knowledge that I needed to do that.
Webb says the early graduation ceremony came as a surprise to him.
I'm still in shock. I was telling them when I was putting the gown on, I would have dressed up a little bit more had I known this. And I thought that I was just coming here for I've been in contact with Gina, and just I thought I was coming in for a 5-minute survey or something like that. And I wasn't even going to come in. She said, well, if you can make it, you can make it. If not, I said, well, how long is it going to take? 5 minutes? Okay, I'll make it in. I'll do the survey real fast, you know. I'm still surprised.
Northwest Provost Dr. Doug Dunham says he was glad to take part in the ceremony.
I think it's what distinguishes Northwest as a special place, is that we really do want to make sure that we honor and congratulate the folks who work so hard to get to this achievement.
Webb embarks on a one-year deployment and says he hopes to one day open his own landscaping business.
The starting lineups are underwritten by Maryville Glass and Lock, located at 5th and Buchanan, 660-582-3131.
Back at Bearcat Arena, Northwest Missouri State and Central Methodist, just a few minutes away from tip-off time for Central Methodist. They come in 9-6. They're also 2-1 in the Heart of America Conference play in the NAIA. Northwest is 8-2 and 2-0 in MIAA play. For the Bearcats, they'll reopen the MIAA play coming up on Thursday when they'll be in Joplin to face Missouri Southern in a women's and men's doubleheader as you get really into the brunt of the MIAA schedule beginning on Thursday. For Central Methodist, under head coach Jeff Sherman, he's in his 28th season at Central Methodist with a record of 490-392. He's also a member of the Missouri Basketball Coaches Hall of Fame and the Central Methodist University Hall of Fame as well, and he'll be starting in this afternoon's game at one of the guard spots. Eric Franklin, a 5'8 senior out of Columbia, Missouri. He's averaging 7 points and 4 rebounds a game. Played his high school basketball at Columbia Hickman. Also, Michael Banks, a junior, a 6'2 junior out of Hanover Park, Illinois, and a transfer to Central Methodist from Elgin Community College, averaging 5 points and 2 rebounds a game. Melvin Tillman, another guard at 6 foot, and a junior out of Richmond, Indiana, a transfer from Penn Valley. He was voted the MVP of Penn Valley last season, averaging 17 points and 4 rebounds a game. He's also knocked down 27 threes on the season. Also in the starting lineup, at a forward spot, 6'5 senior from Hawesville, Missouri, Derek Kitch. He's averaging 6 points a game. And also at a forward, Elliot Black, a 6'5 senior from St. Louis, a transfer from William Woods, as well as Harris Stowe, averaging 14 points and 6 boards a game, shooting 51% from the field. That's the lineup for the Eagles from Central Methodist for Northwest Missouri State. A little bit of a change in their lineup. They'll have Grant Kozad moving into the starting lineup for this afternoon's game. Grant's put together a series of very fine ball games and actually has played ball all season long, getting a start inside at 6'8", and a sophomore out of Kearney, Missouri, averaging 8 points and 3 rebounds a game. Also inside, Kyle Slake, a 6'10 junior from Firth, Nebraska, averaging 6 points and 6 rebounds a game. At the guards, Alex Sullivan, a 6-foot junior out of Painesville, Ohio, averaging 13 points and 4 rebounds. Matt Wallace, a 5'11 sophomore out of Bellevue, Nebraska, averaging 5 points and 3 rebounds a game. And D'Angelo Haley, a 6'3 senior from Detroit, Michigan, and transferring from Kankakee Community College out of Illinois. He's averaging almost 16 points and 5 rebounds a game. So that's the way the lineups look. We'll be back. Get ready for the tip-off right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's starting lineups on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, located at 5th and Buchanan, 660-582-3131, or MarylandGlassAndLock.com.
Three Northwest Missouri State Bearcat football players have been named to the Daktronics All-America squad. Senior safety Nate DeYoung was named to the first team. Senior linebacker Colin DeBizer and junior defensive back Brandon Dixon were placed on the second team. DeYoung led the Bearcats with 7 interceptions. DeBizer was the second leading tackler for Northwest with 74 and had a team-high 9 tackles for a loss. He also added 4 interceptions and 1 fumble recovery for a touchdown. Dixon was second for the Bearcats with 5 interceptions, including returning 1 for a touchdown.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MarylandGlassAndLock.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodsense in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodsense at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368.
Northwest Missouri State Basketball is underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by Carson Sports Grill, Mr. Goodsense, Subs and Pasta, Maryville Glass and Lock, National Investors, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services, Shelter Insurance, and the Northwest Alumni Association. And by Nottoway Valley Bank, Compass Dental Group, Nottoway County Economic Development, the Carol Herzog REMAC Realtors of Liberty, Missouri, and the Bearcat Booster Club. Northwest Missouri State Basketball is a production of KXCV Radio.
It's pretty simple. All out, all game, all season. You're listening to Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Welcome back to Bearcat Arena. Northwest Missouri State and Central Methodist just a few moments away from tip-off time. Right now, it's time to get to our national anthem before the two teams take to the floor for a non-conference matchup here this afternoon.
With the playing of our national anthem.
past the national anthem prior to tip-off time. And prior to tip-off time, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Along with Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. A few moments away from tip-off time. Northwest at 8-2, and Central Methodist at 9-6. And I think this is a very good tune-up to go into the conference season, which gets underway on Thursday.
Absolutely. You need to get into an opportunity to get on the floor, but do it against some decent opponent, you know. And usually with a game against an NAIA school, you can anticipate the win, but you want to see an opponent from the NAIA that's as good as possible. And I think they'll get a good challenge here today to get their game legs back under them before next Thursday.
Yeah, that's very important after having so much time off after that trip to Hawaii, then the Christmas break, a chance to, for many of these players, get home and get some nice home cooking, and then get back here and try to get ready to go for the second half of this season.
Well, one thing that basketball players aren't really used to is having this much time to get back on the floor after losses. I mean, usually the turnaround's a lot quicker, so you can kind of get those out of your mind, but they've been sitting with this team for almost a couple of weeks now, so that really makes it tough. You want to get back on the floor. You want to get back on the winning track, and hopefully they'll be able to do that here today.
Yeah, seeing Grant Kozak getting a start in today's ball game. Grant's guy's been very consistent all season long and getting a chance to move into the lineup here after a good trip out to Hawaii.
Absolutely, you know, and that inside game is going to be so important for Northwest this year, especially with Deshaun Cooper out. It was going to be important even if Deshaun was able to play this year, but to have a rotation of three, I still think you're going to see a lot of those three guys inside, no matter who's starting. It's always been said, it's cool to start and have your name announced in front of the crowd, but it's the guys who play the most minutes and are in at the end of the game that really matter to a coach.
And again, we'll have conference play on Thursday as Northwest will be in Joplin to face Missouri Southern, both the men and women in action there. And the women have had some time off as well.
Yeah, same for them. And, you know, to be honest with you, another thing good about today's game is at home. There's only two home games in January.
Right,
so there's not many opportunities before February to get to see the Bearcats here at home. Now, obviously, that means there's going to be more opportunities coming up. But in terms of the new year, they're few and far between until the 1st of February.
Well, a lot of green in this ball game for Central Methodist. The Eagles, their colors are green and white with the black numerals. And for Northwest, they come out with their white uniforms with the green and black trim. And we're about ready to go here at Bearcat Arena. The officials for today, Brad Ferry, along with Jeremiah Patton and also Chris Williams. The jump center for Northwest will be Kyle Slake, the 6'10 junior from Firth, Nebraska. And he'll jump it up against Eric Kitch, a 6'5 senior out of Hallsville, Missouri. The tip is controlled by Northwest. Bearcats going from our left to our right. Wallace will take it across the timeline, dribbling on the right side, looking at man-to-man defense out of the Eagles, out to the top of the key. Haley, back right side, Wallace, trying to look high post, does, gets it to Slate, kicks it back right side, Wallace. Wallace, free throw line, left side on the wing for Sullivan. Sullivan with the dribble to the free throw line, dribbles to the right wing, out top of the key for Haley. High post left for Cozad. Now top the key, Wallace, hook pass, trying to go right back to Cozad on the screen and roll, and it goes out of Cozad's hands, out of bounds. It will belong to the Eagles out of Central Methodist.
A little bit high of a pass, but that's one that Cozad probably should have brought down. I think he was just starting his move inside before he had the ball in his hands.
Tillman off the left side, a guy to watch for out of this offense for the Eagles. Out to the top of the key is Banks Jr. Left side pass for Franklin, a three up and good as Eric Franklin knocks down his 18th three of the season. And Franklin makes it a 3-0 Central Missouri lead over Northwest Missouri State.
That's one thing you always fear a little bit is if a team gets hot early from three-point range and then continues that throughout the game, it can make it very interesting.
Game just underway. Into the right corner, Sullivan. Out front, right side, Wallace. Left side for Haley. Northwest from our left to our right in this first half. Wallace trying to go high post past tip, but it's picked up by Cozad. Kicks it back right side, Sullivan. Back low post right for Cozad. Trying to post up into the lane. Nice strong move and knocks it in as he spun to his left into the lane. Knocks down the shot. And Cozad makes it a 3-2 game. Northwest Missouri State in front of a Central Methodist. Out to the top of the key. They go left side with a pass for Tillman. They swing it back right. Franklin. Franklin into the right corner with the pass. Crossover dribble and ball out of bounds. Trying to go with that dribble move and just couldn't quite hold on to it was Tillman. And it'll belong to Northwest off the turnover. 3-2 game. Central Methodist in front of Northwest. Wallace across the timeline on the left side to the left wing. Bounce pass right side for Haley. Dribbles to the right wing. Goes high post right for Cosette. Cosette, kick pass left side. Finds Sullivan on the wing. Low left side for Slake. Slake trying to take it in the lane with the dribble. Knock loose. Out front right for Haley. He wants the three from out there. Takes a high bounce off the back of the iron. And the rebound inside. Pulled away by Tillman. And just holds on to the ball. Looks like he might have taken a finger to the eye as he came down with that rebound. Gets an outlet to Banks. And he'll go across the timeline right now. Franklin. Franklin to the right baseline. Cut off. High post right side for Black. Down the lane right. Drives on Schlake. Shot misses. Gets his rebound. Puts it back up. Won't go. Fight for the board. Loose on the floor on the baseline. Out of bounds. And it'll belong to Northwest.
Yeah, I think one thing we're seeing in the early going is the officials are letting these two teams play. I think that's something that could favor Northwest.
3-2 game. Central Methodist in front of Northwest. Wallace will walk the ball across the timeline left. Met by Franklin. Pulls up, goes right side, Haley. Haley to the right wing, inside the arc to the baseline, to the bucket, drives up with a shot off the glass and good as he banks it in. 4-3, Northwest Missouri State takes the lead. First time they've led in three games. On the left side is Tillman. Takes it to the free throw line, trying to drive on Wallace. Goes baseline right, gets the pass for Kitts. Up for the jumper, too hard. Ball out of bounds, and will belong to Central Methodist off of Haley. Is Haley and Slake actually fighting for the board there?
Well, I think it caught Haley off guard. It was an air ball, shot too long. I think he was expecting it to hit the rim, and it didn't.
Tillman with the inbound left side for Franklin. Out front, they swing it now back right. With the drive, free throw line, now pass on the baseline, up for the shot, stripped out of Kitchy's hands out of bounds, and it'll belong to Central Methodist once again, as that time Cozad knocks it out of bounds. Cats up by one, inbound right side, goes to Black, now free throw line left, Kitch with a 15-foot jumper, rims around it out, and Wallace with the rebound. Northwest Lemire left to our right as Wallace pushes it down the floor. Out front for Slake trailing on the play, goes low right in the baseline, and it gets it to Cozad, who turns and knocks it down. Cozad with four of the six Bearcat points early on. Northwest up by three. Franklin out between the circles. Looks on the left side. Tillman hands off. Gets it to Franklin once again. Franklin at the top of the key. Pulls up. Looks on the left wing. Tillman with it on the left side. High post pass for Elliott Black. Black at the free throw line. Looks right side. Franklin into the right corner. And a left-handed fadeaway jumper won't go. Taken by Banks Jr. Fight for the rebound. Loose on the floor. And it caroms to Sullivan for Northwest. Across the timeline, Wallace. Between the circles, Cozad. Right side, Sullivan. Low rights for Slake. Slake in the box up with a shot off the glass and banks it in. Nice strong move by Kyle Slake with his first bucket.
Good job by Slake. He brought the ball down a little bit, but kept it chest high or above.
8-3, Northwest in front. Tillman to the free throw line. Gets it to Black. Drives, kicks it on the right side, and Nikic with a jumper from 17. Good. Kitch with his first bucket makes it a 3-point Bearcat lead, 8-5. Wallace to walk it across the timeline between the circles with the dribble to the right wing. Pulls up. Out front finds Haley at the top of the key. Knock loose, but a foul. Reaching in was Michael Banks Jr. Got a hand on the elbow of Haley and will commit the foul. That will be Michael Banks Jr.'s first foul and the first foul of the game for either team.
Into the ball game for the Bearcats, number 5, Bryce Williams.
Funk and Williams into the game. Haley and Slate goes to the sideline, and Tyler Funk will inbound, give it to Wallace, and he'll back out and set up the offense. Again, looking at man-to-man defense out of the Eagles. Wallace to dribble right side between the circles, being chased by Franklin. Franklin knocks the ball loose, pass goes low left for Cozad, trying to post up in the blocks off that left side with the dribble, knock loose, and it is picked up by the Eagles. On the fast break, right side driving Black through the lane, lays it up and in. 1-point game, Northwest in front, 8-7. Wallace across the timeline left side to the top of the key. Drives the lane, pulls up, out front right for Williams. Cross court left side, Franklin, low left for Cozad. Cozad with the dribble in, the lane stripped loose as he goes inside and is picked up by Tillman. And here comes the Eagles on the break from right to left. Black through the lane and a collision with Cozad inside and a block foul coming up. This one to go against Northwest.
Yeah, Cat fans not happy about that call. Thought Cozad was there in time to take the charge.
Picks up his first foul and the team's first as well.
Seen a few too many turnovers on the offensive end inside for Northwest. It's not just one guy. We're seeing it from so far the first two, and now we'll get a chance to see a change with Slake heading over to the sideline.
Bounce pass off the inbound. It goes left side for Blake. The rather Black that is now in the left corner, whistle and foul as they go inside with, and it will go against Central Methodist. And picking up the foul will be Elliott Black. That'll be his first, trying to position underneath. 8-7 the score. Northwest in front of Central Methodist. Wallace to take it across the timeline on the left side. Met by Franklin. Cross court right side, Williams. To the top of the key. Looks left side, Sullivan. Now to Wallace, trying to go to Cozad. Overthrown and picked up inside by Black. And here comes Central Methodist on the fast break. Kitch with the top of the key. Looks left side, Tillman. Sets up, wants a left-handed three off the left wing. Rims out, and the rebound inside Wallace for the Cats. And he pushes it down the floor, dribbling right side. Pulls up on the wing, out front, Cozad. Left side, gets it to Williams. Williams, now between the circle, Sullivan. Right side, Wallace. Wallace down the lane right, drives, now kicks it back out to Sullivan. Left side in the corner, Williams open, a three is good. Nothing but net for Bryson Williams from the left corner. That's his fourth three-pointer of the season. Northwest in front, 11-7. Derek Kitch looks on the left side. Gets it to Tillman. Brings it top of the key, Banks Jr. With a left-handed pass on the left wing, Tillman. Trying to dribble and goes into a double team. Back to Kitts on the left side. Tries to save it inbounds, but the pass on the sideline right in front of the Bearcat bench. Couldn't keep it inbounds. Turnover will give it to the Bearcats after a timeout. Northwest 11, Central Methodist 7. We'll be back right after this 1 minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Northwest Department of Humanities and Social Sciences offers degrees in geography, history, philosophy, political science, public administration, comprehensive crisis response, geographic information science, and more. Learn more today at www.nwmissouri.edu.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodsense in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodsense at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368. Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City. Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City.
Back at Bearcat Arena with Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. 14 minutes left in the first half. Northwest in front of Central Methodist, 11-7. Northwest 5-6 from the field so far, but turnovers have hurt Northwest, with Central Methodist scoring 5 of their 7 points coming off the Bearcat turnovers.
Yeah, and we've seen most of those turnovers, if not all of them, have come in the lane, and not just by the big guys, but a lot of those have been by the guys inside just trying to get position. So they need to keep getting the ball inside, but keep control of it in there.
Wallace goes cross-court left for Bryson Williams. Gets a screen by Funk inside the arc. Takes a jumper from 17. Well, go fight for the rebound by Dylan Starzl. Checked in during the timeout. Goes up with a shot and is fouled. And one should be fouled by Robert Mason, who also checked in for Central Methodist during the timeout. And instead, we're going to give this one on Alex Barner, and that will be his first. He also checked in during the break, a 6'4 senior out of Fort Scott, Kansas. First free throw by Starzl rolls in. Starzl shooting 61% on the season at the free throw line. 6'8 sophomore from Kearney, Missouri. Eyes the bucket, and his second free throw drains it. 13-7, Northwest Missouri staying in front. Central Methodist pushing the ball down the floor. Kitch in the lane, up with a shot and a foul. As he went up with it about 3 feet in the lane, was fouled. And this will go on Starzl, picks up his first. And this will send Barry Kitch to the free throw line. He's a 61% shooter, 19-31 on the year. Senior out of Hallsville, Missouri, right-handed shooter. First one is good. And he has 3 points for Central Methodist early in this game. 6'5 senior. Eyes the bucket, and his second free throw rims around, out, and Starzl comes away with the rebound for Northwest. Gives it to Wallace, and he'll walk it across the timeline on Eric Franklin. Into the front court off the left side, between the circles. Pulls up the dribble. Now finds Williams. Looks left side for Funk. Bounce pass low left for Starzl. Bobbles it into double team. Kicks it back left side for Funk. Out front left Wallace. Right side for Connor Crooker. To Bryson Williams. Williams at the top of the key. Looks left side. Wallace quick pass into lane. Gets it to Starzl. He posts up and knocks it down off the right side of the bucket. Nice pass setting up Starzl, and Northwest in front 15-8. Into the front court on the right side with the dribble. Franklin hands off to Tillman out of a weave out front. Now the is Robert Mason. Back left side and a long jumper put up by Eric Franklin. Another three. That's his second three of the game. And it's a 15-11 game. Northwest Missouri State in front. Wallace across the timeline left. Picked up by Eric Franklin. Dribbles to the top of the key. Now to Funk left. Open thought about the three. Instead drives the lane. Bounce pass low left end. Stepping in front of it. And a steal was Kitch. On an alley long pass is stolen. Picked up by Wallace for Northwest.
Yet another turnover in the paint for Northwest. Didn't come up with anything for Central Methodist, but another one inside.
Wallace left side finds Bryson Williams. Cross court right side. Kirker gets a pick by Starzl to the free throw line. Takes the left-handed jumper. Got it. Connor Kirker knocks down the jumper, and it's a 17-11 Northwest Missouri State lead. Out front right side, Eric Franklin. Left side for Tillman. Guarded by Wallace. Out to the top of the key, Mason. Hands off for Franklin. Franklin right side. With the pass to him under the baseline on the drive. Turns fadeaway jumper is good. About a 17-footer off that right side. And Matt makes it. 17-13 game as Tillman knocks down his first bucket of the game. Kirker on the right wing. Spins with the dribble drive. Cross court left side Wallace. Wallace gets a pick by Funk. Dribbles to the free throw line right. Caught up in the air. Goes into the right corner. Kirker drives to the baseline. Double team. With the pass out top the key, Wallace. He goes through the lane. A little runner through the lane. No one stopped to pick him up. He just rolled through the lane and knocks down the 5-foot runner. And it's now a 19-13 Bearcat lead. 11:24 left in the first half. Tillman to the left wing. Out front with the pass for Mason. Mason on the left side for Tillman to the left wing. To the top of the key. Pass knocked loose by Funk. And Wallace is picked up by Funk. Breakaway to the bucket. Takes it all the way in. Lays it up off the right side. Tyler Funk got the layup and Northwest in front 21-13 and a timeout by Central Methodist coach Jeff Sherman to stop this bit of a run by the Bearcats.
Yeah, hopefully that just means we're seeing the Cats shake off that little bit of game rust from being off for a couple of weeks. You know, really, again, I know we're harping on it, but we continue to see the play on the inside by both the guards and the guys inside, just a little bit ragged. We've seen a couple of jumpers in the paint by the point guards or by the guards for Northwest, so that's been encouraging. But even when they're not turning it over, things just don't look real comfortable inside right now for Northwest, so that's something that they'll have to come around with here this afternoon.
21-13, Northwest Missouri State in front.
And it's something that I think Northwest just needs to work on themselves. There's nothing the Central Methodist is doing to cause that discomfort inside. It's just like they just need to get their legs back under them inside.
Cody Anderson into the game for Central Methodist. He'll take it across the timeline right side. They go left side for Mason. Out to the top of the key, Banks. Looks right side, Anderson. To the top of the key, off the right side with the pass for Mason near the sideline. Driving on Crooker, spins in the lane, out of a double team, kicks it out front. Now they go left side for Anderson. Anderson to the top of the key, right side Mason. To the free throw line, Barner. Into the lane, right side for Black. Leans up with the shot, won't go. Rebound chased in front of the Northwest bench, hustling after Anderson for Central Methodist and gets called for the travel, trying to put a move on D'Angelo Haley. He's back into the ballgame after that last timeout. 21-13, Northwest in front, 10.5 minutes left in the first half. Cats will inbound, facing half-court pressure. Crooker will handle the point duties here as he'll take it across the timeline. Dribbles right side to the right wing, looks right side for Haley. Haley out to the right end, tries to drive to the baseline. Goes out front, pass tipped, and is picked up by Anderson at the free throw line. On the fast break, gets it to Elliot Black. Black with the dribbled ball knocked loose, picked up left side for Banks. Banks through the lane and tied up by Crooker as he went trying to drive to the bucket off that left side. Possession arrow will give the ball to Central Methodist. Mason will inbound baseline left. Looks to inbound, gets it on the left side for Anderson to the baseline, drives, and goes right side. Finds Banks. Now a long three on the right side, rattles around and out, and the rebound pulled down by Haley for Northwest. Across the timeline, Kirker to Slate. Low post for Starzl. Spins, fadeaway jumper into the lane off the front of the rim. Fight for the board on the baseline. Slate comes away with it. Now left side for Kirker. Now to Haley on the right. Haley, top of the key, sets up inside the arc, takes the jumper off the right, won't go, fight for the board underneath the bucket, pulled down by Elliott Black for the Eagles. On the fast break, Mason to the free throw line, scoops the pass right side, And a jumper, a three-pointer on the way, and good. Knocked down by Banks Jr. from the right side. His first bucket of the game, it was a three. And Northwest Missouri State in front, 21-16, but Central Methodist coming to life after the last timeout.
Yeah, really for both teams, I think you're kind of seeing the effects of not playing in a game for the last couple of weeks. We're just seeing a lot of things, I think, focus-wise, where they're just, I don't want to say that they're not into it, because I know they're excited to get back out on the game floor, but you just don't see everything clicking. And we talked about how it's important for Northwest to get on the game floor before getting back into MIAA play, and that's one of the reasons why. Hopefully they can get that worked out.
And we're seeing both coaches go to their bench early in this game.
Absolutely, you know, and that's something where, as you look for Northwest, I know they've already started conference play for Central Methodist, but for Northwest, you know, you're still trying to make sure you find that rotation or find the rotations that are going to work best for you in MIAA play.
Northwest in front, 21-16, with the ball after the timeout of a double team. Crooker skips the pass on the left side and gets it to Williams. And out of a double team, Sullivan now has his ball knocked loose, picked up by Black on the drive, lays it up and in. As Ellie Black gets the steal and drives down and hits the bucket for Black. That is his 18th steal of the season. Turns into 2 points at the other end, and it's a 21-18 lead for Northwest. Crooker into the left side for Bryson Williams. Left wing. Cross court right side. Sullivan back to Williams left side. And get a screen by Slake. Now gives it Slake on the left wing inside the arc. Back to Williams left side and inside. Whistling a foul. Kozad and Black trying to position up inside. And I think Kozad will get called for the foul. Now they're going to give it instead a 3 second call on Kozad. So a 3 second call breaking the action as well. 21-18 Northwest in front of Central Methodist. We'll be back right after this 1 minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game is being underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by National Investors and Northwest alumni. RGO Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National Investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699. Through the Hughes Family Foundation, the Hughes recently gave $100,000 to assist Northwest Talent Development Center and fund training for student staff. The Hughes gift will also help the TDC purchase furnishings and fund facility improvements that will enhance its collaborative learning environment. The TDC is housed on the second floor of the B.D. Owens Library and shares space with Northwest Writing Center, a unit sponsored by the Northwest Department of English and Modern Languages.
8:47 left in the first half. Northwest 21, Central Methodist 18. Along with Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. Matt, as we've been talking about, a little bit of a sloppy first half for these two teams.
Yeah, it has been, and the key will be, especially the second half, but just to see how long it takes these teams to come out of this little bit of a funk.
On the right side, Banks Jr. to the top of the key. Finds Eric Franklin. Left side for Melvin Tillman at the top with the dribble. Looks right side for Banks. Now to Tillman at the top. Left-handed dribble. Now off the left wing. Guarded by Sullivan out of Northwest man-to-man. On the right side with it on the wing. There is Franklin. Takes a high jumper, a high bounce off the rim. And Slake trying to fight for the board near the free throw line off the long rebound. And a tie-up possession arrow will give it to Northwest. 21-18, Northwest Missouri State in front. Kozad for the Cats will inbound and give it to Wallace. Northwest also with Slake, Williams, and Sullivan on the floor. Wallace across the timeline, dribbles to the right wing, behind the back with the dribble. Out front finds Bryson Williams. Williams trying to go low with it, and stepping in front of the pass was a Black once again. Ellie Black with another steal. And we'll give it up to Eric Franklin. Franklin out near the timeline. Long pass into the left corner. Finds Barner. Now they get it to Black, a fadeaway jumper from 8 feet out, won't go, rebound, pulled away by Williams for Northwest. Now it goes to Wallace. Wallace, out top the key for Slake, right side for Williams. Top for Sullivan, a long three from out front, off the front of the rim, rolls out, goes out of the board, the putback won't go. Slake now with a rebound and the bucket. Slake with the follow after the board, banks it in off the left side, 23-18, Northwest Missouri State up. Left side, Tillman to the top of the key. To the right side in the baseline, Banks with the dribble, knocked loose by Williams, chases it near the right corner. Long pass out front, right, Tillman. Tillman at the top of the key between the legs with the dribble, trying to drive on. Wallace goes right corner, Banks once again. One dribble out front for Tillman. Shot clock's at 10 seconds. Free throw line left. Looks into the left corner for Franklin. Franklin dribbles to the free throw line with 5 on the shot clock. Out front. Long 3 on the way. Knocks it down at the top of the key. That one taken by Alex Barnard. Knocks down the 3 out front. That's just his 6th 3 of the season. And Poole Central Methodist within 2. 23-21 with 6:50 left in the first half. Williams inside the arc goes to Wallace out front. Now into the lane for Kozad. Spins up for the shot and good off the right side. Nice spin move by Kozad. Kozad with 6 points in the first half. 25-21, Northwest Missouri State with the lead. Banks out between the circles. Left side, Tillman. Now the top of the key, Black. Right side, Barner. Left side for Franklin. Goes low left for Black. Into the lane with the dribble. Into the right corner with a quick pass for Barner. Now out front right side. A 3 by Tillman won't go. Rebound tip loose. Controlled by Williams for Northwest. On the fast break, Wallace to the top of the key. Looks left side, Sullivan. A fadeaway from the left wing. Nothing but net. Alex Sullivan with his first bucket of the game. It's a 3 from the left corner. 28-21. Northwest Missouri State up with 6:12 left in the first half. We'll keep it here with Matt Gorder. I'm John Coffey. 6:12 left. It was nice to see Alex Sullivan get on track a little bit with that 3.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I think for Central Methodist, they're seeing this as, you know, they're using some timeouts here. They just don't want it to get out of hand in this first half. In a game like this, you just want to keep the game as close as possible. We've seen when Northwest has hit some big shots, some quick timeouts here for Central Methodist, especially when it's stretched to a 6-7-8 point lead. And, you know, big 3 there by Sullivan means a timeout, and Sullivan's going to have to be a big part with Deshaun Cooper out and knocking down some shots like we've seen him do so far this year.
Yeah, a little bit of a dry spell here in the last couple ball games, but it's nice. He's got that shot, and when he is hot, he is tough to beat, and had that open look on the 3 off that left wing, knocks it down. Came into this game with 33, so 31 now on the season. 28-21, Northwest in front of Central Methodist. Eric Franklin driving on Williams across the timeline right side. Off the right wing. Out front, Tillman. A quick pass left side for Banks. Now to Black. Now to Tillman on the left wing. A 3 over Wallace off the front of the rim. Fight for the board. Knocked loose out to the top of the key. Pulled away by Franklin. Down the lane left. Pulls up his dribble. Bounce pass left baseline for Elliott Black. Drives the lane. Up on the right-handed shot. Blocked away. But before... A charge call coming up on Black trying to drive, and Bryson Williams slid over and held his ground. And Elliott Black will pick up his second foul. 28-21, Northwest Missouri State in front with 5:44 left in the first half. Again, the Bearcats back in action Thursday. They'll be in Joplin to face Missouri Southern as the MIAA portion of the season gets going in full force on Thursday for the Bearcats. Wallace on the right side. Sullivan with the dribble and back to Wallace left. Now to Sullivan right wing. Drives to the lane. Stripped out of his hands inside by Banks and controlled by Central Methodist. Tillman across the timeline. Dribbles right side. Another turnover by the Bearcats. A few too many in this first half. Now out front. Banks out of a weave. We'll give it to Franklin at the top of the key. Three-man weave out front with Tillman. Now right side pass Banks. Shot clock at 15. Banks through the lane. Stops. Goes into the left corner. Tillman. Shot clock now inside of 10 seconds. Tillman dribbles to the top of the key with 6. Looks right side for Franklin. Now up front. Tillman up with a 3. Good. And a foul. Collision with the Bryson Williams. And a foul coming up. And this will be a chance at a 4-point trip down the floor. Williams will pick up the foul. That will be his first. And a break in the action as well. A 4:52 left in the first half. Northwest in front of Central Methodist, 28-24. We'll be back right after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in Northwest Missouri and Southwest Iowa. 660-562-2600.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero & Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777.
Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Sports on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Bearcat Booster Club, assisting the athletic department in funding improvements and providing equipment for the various teams. The Bearcat Booster Club, 562-1713.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway County Economic Development, whose services encourage people to live, work, and do business in Nottoway County, providing regional employment, health care, and educational opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, with more information at MaryvilleMo.org.
Northwest Missouri State in front of Central Methodist, 28-24. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Melvin Tillman knocked down a three-pointer and was fouled before the timeout at the free throw line. Knocks down the free throw. So that's a four-point trip down the floor for Central Methodist. It's now a three-point game. Northwest Missouri State up 28-25. Crooker back into the ballgame for the Cats. Goes right side Wallace. Wallace across left side pass to Williams. Tries to the baseline. Cut off. Now to Funk. Out between the circles. Crooker. Right wing for Wallace. Drives the lane off the right side. Out front with a pass for Williams. Quick pass left side. Crooker on the wing with a three. Won't go. Just cut to the rim and the rebound on the floor to Central Methodist. Across the timeline with the dribble goes Banks. Trying the legs with the dribble. Pulls up. Now up, out top of the key. Tillman with the left side. Between the circles for Kitsch. Out front. Left side for Franklin. Trying to go low left. Gets it inside for Kitsch with the ball fake up with the shot. Won't go. Rebound and a foul as Alex Partner came down with the board. Tried to go up with the shot. Was fouled inside for Central Methodist.
Good job by Starzl inside, keeping his ground, holding his arm straight up, not leaning or moving. He could have been potentially called for a foul there, but just stayed strong down on the block.
Tyler Funk over on the help side gets called for the foul. His first. Two-shot opportunity at the free throw line, and the first one rattles around and out as Alex Barner takes the free throw. He's a 69% shooter on the season. Northwest right now going with Wallace, Crooker, Haley, Funk, and Starzl. Second free throw on the way, and that one is good for Barner. He has 4 points coming off the bench. It's a two-point game. Northwest in front, 28-26. 4 minutes left in the first half. Wallace hands off to Crooker out front between the circles. Looks left side for Haley. Haley on the wing and a whistle here. And this one to go against Northwest. This will go on Tyler Funk trying to set a screen that picks up his second foul.
Looked like a pretty good screen, to be honest with you. Maybe too good.
Guess so. 28-26, Northwest in front of Central Methodist. Across the timeline, Eric Franklin dribbles top of the key. Finds Barner on the right side. Now to Banks. Banks expires the dribble. Out off the right between the circles of the pass for Tillman. Back pedals near the timeline. 16 on the shot clock. Looks left side. Barner wants a three over Funk. Takes a high bounce off the rim. Rebound Starzl. We'll clear it for Northwest to Wallace. He'll take it down the left sideline. Left to right to the top of the key. Looks left side for Crooker. Back to Wallace. Top of the key. Starzl. Now to Haley, now to Crooker. Left-handed three up front. Takes a bounce off the back of the iron. Rebound tapped out by Starzl to Crooker. Free throw line with the runner. It's off the back. Won't go in the rebound. On the right side, pulled away by Banks. He'll take it across the timeline left. Now accelerates to the left baseline. Caught up in the air out of a double team. And a charge coming up. Good job by Funk that time. Sliding over off the baseline. And foul coming up on Central Methodist.
That's the second charge that Tyler Funk has taken in this ball game today. It was one of those where he was moving. It wasn't a perfectly still charge like you typically see or tend to think about. He was moving, but had the position on the inside when he got run into.
Still a two-point Bearcat lead, 28-26, 3 minutes left in the first half. Across the timeline, Wallace between the circles, dribbles left. Out front, Funk. Back to Wallace on the left side. Goes a little left side for Stars, rather for Cozad now. Kicks it back left side. Haley wants a three, and it's too hard. Rebound fought for the elbow off the right side. Hustling after Cozad for Northwest. Hands off to Wallace. Free throw line with the dribble through the lane. And runner on the way off the front of the rim. Won't go. Haley trying to tap it in off the rebound. Misses, and here comes Central Methodist on the fast break. Mason in left side. Tillman, the three is good. Left-handed three from the far left side. And for Tillman, his second three of the game. He's got 9 points. And Central Methodist regains the lead. They had a very briefly to start this game. 29-28, Northwest Missouri State trailing. Off the right side, Wallace. Crossover dribble. Now cross court pass left side for Haley in the corner. He takes it and spins baseline off the left on the glass. Good. Strong move by D'Angelo Haley. He has 4 points in the first half. Northwest up by one. Right side is Eric Franklin. On the left is Melvin Tillman. Scoops the pass to the top of the key, Robert Mason. Mason back left side, Tillman. Inside the arc, takes a jumper out front, nothing but net. Tillman's heating up. He has 11 points, and it's a 31-30 Central Methodist lead over Northwest. Wallace to Walker across the timeline right side. Top of the key, free throw line. Into the left corner, Funk, a wide open jumper from the left corner. A three is good. Tyler Funk knocks down the three. He has 5 points, and it's a 33-31 Northwest lead with 1:28 left in the first half. Matt, one thing we're seeing out of Tyler Funk, being a little more aggressive and going up with some shots offensively this season.
Yeah, but the key to that is we're not seeing the other stuff that we have seen out of him fall off. He's still doing those things, the hustle plays, the taking charges, like we've said he's done a couple of times so far today, getting after loose balls, tipping out rebounds, different things like that. The non-statistical plays that we have always talked about with Tyler Funk in his career, he's continuing to do that while now also looking for his shot to try to add some offense for Northwest.
Funk coming into this game, averaging 4 points and three rebounds a game, some other things. 11 steals on the season, six assists. To go along with now six threes on of the year. And one of the guys that gives you all he's got out there from game to game. 33-31, Northwest in front of Central Methodist. Terry Kitch back into the game, a little inbound, and give it to Michael Banks Jr. He'll take it across the timeline right. Picked up by Haley. Between the circles. Hands off left side for Tillman out front. And a whistle here, and this will be a screen coming up against Central Methodist, a moving screen by Matthew Lloyd, who just checked into the game. That'll be his first 6'5 sophomore out of Fairgrove, Missouri.
He seems a little confused about the call. I kind of thought that was a good screen,
yeah,
too. But
yeah, at least officials have been consistent on both sides with that.
Yeah.
33-31, Northwest Missouri State in front. Kozad low with it, finds Haley cutting through the lane, and a little scoop layup is good as he went through. Just got it to roll in. And it's a 35-31 Northwest lead down the other way. Almost the same type of play this time. Eric Franklin lays it in for Central Methodist. 35-33 Northwest, under a minute left in the first half. Haley on the left wing. Cross court right side, Wallace. Wallace to the free throw line, hooks the pass left side, Haley. A touch pass left side for Williams. Now to Wallace, into lane, Kozad spins left with right hand shot short. Rebound will go out of bounds. And I think it will go off of Central Methodist. And Derek Kitch, he was falling to the floor as that shot came short. Just kind of hit him on the shoulder and the head as it went out of bounds. So Northwest will inbound. They've got 17 seconds on the shot clock, 38.8 seconds left in the first half. Wallace with the long inbound out front for Connor Kirker. Freshman will go right side for Wallace. Back to Kirker, left wing, sets up, wants the open three off the front of the rim, and the rebound pulled down by Mason for Central Methodist with 29 seconds left in the half. He'll slow it up. Walks it across the timeline, looks back at his head coach, Jeff Sherman, and now Central Methodist will spread out their offense, looking for the final shot with 17 seconds left in the half. Tillman on the left sideline will scoop the pass back to Franklin. Franklin out front, dribbles into a double team, pulls up, left side Tillman on the wing to the free throw line with 5 seconds. Runner is good in the lane. Tillman gets it to fall, and it's a tie game at 35 at midcourt. Bryson Williams launches the shot. Won't go, and the two teams going to the locker room at halftime tied. Central Methodist 35, Northwest Missouri State 35. We'll be back and have more for you right after this 1 minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodson's in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodson's at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MarylandVilleGlassAndLock.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City. Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City.
Bearcat Arena tied up at 35 Northwest and Central Methodist with Matt Gorder. I'm John Coffey and Nora. And Matt, one of those games where pretty much what you expected after a game after a little bit of a long break for the holidays. Both teams probably making a few mistakes they wouldn't normally make, but also as you're seeing the half go along, both teams kind of picking it up a bit.
Yeah, I just would have thought that Northwest would have picked it up a little bit quicker and, you know, held a double-digit lead here at the half. That's really what I thought, you know, they would come out a little bit slow and need a little bit of time to get their game legs under them. But this definitely will be kind of a half to forget for Northwest. Hopefully that rust fully comes off in the second half because they're going to have to improve quite a bit before getting into MIAA play.
Both teams right now in double digits in turnovers, Northwest with 11 and Central Methodist with 10. I'm sure for both teams you hate to see that, but when you look at Northwest turnovers, what's a little bit troubling is several of those turnovers might be classified as maybe unforced turnovers.
Well, all but one of them, too, came in the lane, whether it be a big bringing the ball down to allow a guard to knock it away and get a steal, or if it was an errant pass inside from one of the guards from the outside. We saw a few times where guards would try to go on the drive on the inside, lose the dribble, whether it be tipped away or they lost the dribble. So many of those turnovers came inside the paint where you should have your highest chance of scoring or your best chance of scoring. That's what you want to do. You want to get the ball in the paint, whether you're passing the basketball or driving the basketball. It's just once they've gone in there, they haven't been able to be effective with it.
35-35 the score at halftime. Northwest and Central Methodist tied up. We'll be back have more for you at halftime right after this 90-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in northwest Missouri and southwest Iowa. 660-562-2600.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Northwest's Department of Natural Sciences is comprised of the disciplines of biology, chemistry, and geology. It includes the innovative interdisciplinary nanoscale science major. Learn more today at www.nwmissouri.edu.
Bearcat Radio Network broadcasts are supported by the Compass Dental Group, Dr. Bruce Twaddle, and Dr. Brian Viertaler at 231 East Summit Drive in Maryville. More information available at compassdentalgroup.com.
Today's game is underwritten by National Investors and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National Investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero & Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777. Back at Bearcat Arena, Northwest Missouri State and Central Methodist tied up at 35 as we're at the half. Matt, again, it's been quite a while since the Northwest men have been on the floor. Same can be said for the Northwest women. When you look at the first half of the season for the Northwest women, a very successful first portion of the year.
Yeah, it really was. And more than just wins and losses. Obviously, the record is good for the Northwest women, but if you just look at the way the team has come along, they've made some drastic improvements. You know, you always hear coaches in the early part of the season say, you know, we need to work on this, we need to work on that. Well, they're improving in those areas that Coach Kellogg has said that they need to work on. That has been real encouraging to see because, you know, to be honest, that women's team was pretty raw right there at the start of the season, had a long way to go. Still have a long way to go, but it's a lot less. We're seeing that this team is believing in what Coach Mark Kellogg has brung. I think we're seeing what Coach Mark Kellogg has brung to this program is going to be a major important part. You can see why he was able to take his old school, Fort Lewis, to the national championship game in 2010. Very good basketball mind, and I think that's part of the reason why the team has come so far, and I think will come a lot longer as this season goes on.
Yeah, it's a transition for everyone involved, for Coach Kellogg, some new players as he comes into this program, for the players coming back from last year, just to transition into a new coach, a little bit of a different style, and I think it's been an adjustment period, but so far everyone's making the adjustments they need to make.
I think what's going to be most interesting, especially with the conference, for Coach Kellogg is he gets an opportunity between games to prepare for the second game. In the RMAC, they play their games with travel as far as it is. They play their games Friday, Saturday. So that's how their schedule is set. Of course, for the most part, it's a Wednesday, Saturday set for the MIAA. So Coach Kellogg and Coach Mateo, they're used to the back-to-back games. You didn't really get much of a chance to prepare for game two. Now with a chance to prepare for game two, I wonder if they're chomping at the bit a little bit and feel like, you know what, we really can do something with some of this extra time and get a chance to prepare for every opponent instead of kind of feeling like maybe you're half prepared for half of your opponents.
They probably feel like when you look at this week coming up, a Thursday-Saturday game, that it's for a lot of the coaches saying they don't have a lot of time before those two. It's probably an eternity for them.
Yeah. Yep, that's nothing. You have one full day with nothing that you can use to prepare and that sort of thing. So, and the travel's not near as long, so
yeah.
I'm sure they'll be happy about that as well.
35-35, Northwest and Central Methodist tied up at the half. Back with more in 30 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Northwest Missouri State basketball is underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by Carson Sports Grill, Mr. Goodsense Subs and Pasta, Maryville Glass and Lock, National Investors, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services, Shelter Insurance, and the Northwest Alumni Association. And by Nottoway Valley Bank, Compass Dental Group, Nottoway County Economic Development, the Carol Herzog REMAC Realtors of Liberty, Missouri, and the Bearcat Booster Club. Northwest Missouri State basketball is a production of KXCV Radio.
Again, we're at the half. Northwest Missouri State and Central Methodist tied up at 35 with Matt Gorder. I'm John Coffey. Don't forget, coming up on Thursday, Northwest on the road as they travel to Joplin to face Missouri Southern. Men's and women's doubleheader. The women's game will tip off at 5:30 and the men at 7:30. Where the broadcasts are both beginning at 5:10 with their pregame. And then after a day off Friday, they'll make the trip over to Pittsburgh, Kansas to face Pittsburgh State on Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, and it's going to be a good test. All programs involved are going to be, you know, it makes for good matchups for the first two games of the conference season. So I think it'll be a fun start. Boy, it just makes you realize how long of a road the MIAA is when you think of the next 2 months of basketball, and you got to start out like that. So, you know, it's going to be a tough January. Hopefully the two teams can come out with good records. If they can, they're really going to have some opportunities. We talked about it earlier how January has just two home games. If they can come through January with good records, it really makes it a lot easier the second half of conference play when you've got a lot of those games or a lot more home games because of those stretches. So hopefully you can do that. It's a very tough thing to do, but we'll see how the Cats handle it.
Northwest and Missouri Southern again on Thursday evening, and then against Pittsburgh State on a Saturday afternoon. When we come back, we'll take a look at some of the totals out of the first half here, Northwest and Central Methodist. Again, the two teams tied up at 35. Back with more right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway County Economic Development, whose services encourage people to live, work, and do business in Nottoway County, providing regional employment, health care, and educational opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, with more information at MaryvilleMo.org.
The Department of Behavioral Sciences at Northwest Missouri State University encompasses the disciplines of psychology, sociology, and child and family studies. Learn more at www.nwmissouri.edu.
The Northwest Missouri State Athletic Department has announced the 2013 football schedule. Six home games highlight the campaign, with the season opener at home with Saginaw Valley State out of Michigan on either September 5th or 7th. The schedule is the first since 2007 to feature six home games. Central Missouri will come to Bearcat Stadium for the first time in 3 years in week two of the schedule. Northwest and Pittsburgh State will meet for the 12th straight season at Arrowhead Stadium on October 19th, and homecoming will feature Missouri Southern on October 26th. The Halftime Report is brought to you by the Bearcat Booster Club, offering financial support for all Bearcat athletic programs. More information at 660-562-1713. Back at Bearcat Arena, tied up at 35, Northwest and Central Methodist. Looking at the totals, first of all, for Northwest, shooting 54% from the field, 15 of 28. 3 of 9 from 3-point range. Only to the free throw line twice, but they've hit both of those. That being from Dylan Starzl in the first half. And then you look at the rebounding totals here. Northwest out rebounding Central Methodist 17-12. Northwest, though, has committed 11 turnovers from the first half. And for Central Methodist, shooting 48% from the field, 13 of 27. They knocked down 6 threes out of the first half. Again, 6 of 13 from 3-point range, 3 of 5 at the free throw line. Individually, 4 Northwest scoring. No one in double figures. 6 points for Grant Kozad to lead the way, along with D'Angelo Haley, both with 6 points apiece. And then 5 points for Tyler Funk, including 3 out of the first half. And for Central Methodist, in double figures, Melvin Tillman supplying a lot of their offense with 13 points, 5 of 8 overall. He's 2 of 5 on threes. And then 8 points for Eric Franklin. Franklin knocked down a couple of threes as well. So those are some of the key stats out of the first half. Turnover-wise for Central Methodist, they've also committed 10 turnovers. Northwest has scored 10 points off of turnovers, while Central Methodist has scored 11 points off of turnovers out of the first half. And here at halftime, two teams tied up at 35. Northwest and Central Methodist will be back and have more for you as we get ready for second half play right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
The Halftime Report is brought to you by the Bearcat Booster Club, offering financial support for all Bearcat athletic programs. More information at 660-562-1713. Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in northwest Missouri and southwest Iowa. 660-562-2600.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MarylandVilleGlassAndLock.com.
Back at Bearcat Arena, along with Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. This game tied up at 35, Northwest and Central Methodist. Northwest this season jumped out to an 8-0 record as they opened things up before that trip to Hawaii, where they dropped a couple of games. Matt, you'd like to see Northwest kind of get back to that level of play they had prior to the trip to Hawaii, where they were undefeated at 8-0, when you get back to what we were talking about with running the conference schedule coming up here starting on Thursday.
Yeah, and I think one thing that tells you that they're not quite there yet is the fact that they're still in the locker room. There's only a couple of minutes before the second half starts, and it's not like the Bearcats should still be in the locker room this late at halftime. Usually they're out and warming up by now, so there's plenty to talk about from that first half, and I'm sure the coaching staff is trying to do as much of that as possible. Hopefully they do get out for the start of the second half, but we haven't seen any movement from over there so far.
One thing you have to be impressed with was Central Methodist. I think they've done a good job defensively, and then also on hitting some threes that keep them in this ballgame.
Well, and I think, too, is they've pushed the ball up the floor and gotten some transition points as well, and just taking those opportunities when they can. I mean, they don't have a ton of points in transition, but when they see an opening, they've taken advantage of it. So that's what you have to do when you come in as kind of a big underdog, is you've got to find the opportunities and take advantage of those opportunities. Yeah, you need to knock down some threes. They haven't knocked down a ton of them, so they've had to find other ways to help keep themselves in that game, and they've done it so far.
Going in, you look at Northwest lineup and the strength that the Cats have had inside up to this point of the season. I think against Central Methodist, that would be an area that they could take advantage of. But you have to hand it to Central Methodist that they've done some double teaming inside and some things that made the Northwest post players work.
Yeah, and I'm sure that, you know, Northwest really tried it. We talk about them struggling inside. They did get 20 points in the paint in the first half. That's how badly they wanted to get it inside. They continued to try that. Now if they just take care of the basketball inside, they could make that a huge number. But we'll have to see if they can pull that off here in the second.
Northwest coming out of their locker room, but really with no warm-up at all, the chance to talk a lot of things over in the locker room. Now back out on the floor. Final words from their head coach, Ben McCullum. Central Methodist has their team huddled up on the sideline now with Jeff Sherman, who has been a longtime head coach in his 28th season at Central Methodist, and he's put together a heck of a program with the Eagles.
Yeah, he has, and I think just even some of the moves we saw him make in the first half show that experience and what he's been through. Made some real nice moves, called some real good timeouts at very important times for Central Methodist to keep them in the ball game in the first half, and obviously here at halftime.
Cats will come out to start the second half. Bryson Williams along with Alex Sullivan. Matt Wallace, also Kyle Slake and Dylan Starzl. And for Central Methodist, they will start things off with Eric Franklin. Also out there will be Derek Kitch. Elliot Black on the floor. And also a guy that really hurt Northwest in the first half, Melvin Tillman, with 13 points and including knocking down a couple big threes. 35-35 game, Northwest and Central Methodist, and the Eagles with the ball to start this second half. With it off of the left side is Black in the lane with it. Now kicks it out to the top of the key, Tillman. They go into the left side. And with it is Kitts, lobs it to Black in the post off the left side. Ball knocked loose, picked up by Sullivan inside for Northwest. He'll bring it across the timeline from our right to our left in this second half. Cats in their home white uniform with green numerals and black trim. Out to the top of the key, left is Sullivan. Free throw line left jumper on the way, rattles down. Alex Sullivan, 5 points and a two-point Bearcat lead, 37-35. Second half just underway. Franklin to the top of the key. Will hand off on the left side. Tillman to the free throw line with the dribble. Now gives it to Banks. Banks out front. Drives down the lane left. Baseline left. Gets it to Elliott Black. Guarded by Starzl. Out front. Nearly threw it away. Chased down by Franklin. Top of the key with it. On the right side, Tillman. A long left-handed three. Nothing but net right in front of the Central Methodist bench. Tillman knocks down the three. He has 16 points. And a one-point Central Methodist lead over Northwest, 38-37. Bryson Williams looks low post intended for Starzl. Tipped away by Black. Picked up on the fast break to Franklin. Back to Black running the floor. Lays it up and in. He started it with a steal and ends it with a layup. And it's a 40-37 Central Methodist lead over Northwest. Out front, Wallace pulls up the dribble at the top of the key. Sullivan on the left wing. Back to Wallace right side. Dribbles free throw line. Ball tip goes out of bounds. And let's see. It will belong to Northwest as they'll inbound on the far baseline toward their corner on the left side. Wallace inbounds it out front with the lob pass for Bryson Williams. Left side gets it to Wallace to the top of the key. To the free throw line. Baseline left with a pass for Slake. Into the lane with the dribble. Picks it back out front. Williams. Wallace now to Sullivan on the left wing. Mouse pass left side for Slake. Fadeaway jumper from 10 off the front of the rim. Rebound to Banks. And here comes Central Methodist on the fast break. Banks down the lane right side. Up with a shot over Slake. Won't go. Rebound is picked up by Northwest on the floor. Wallace across the timeline to the top of the key. Cats down by three. Sullivan on the left wing. Whistle and a foul inside as Kitch and Starzl trying to position underneath the bucket. This will go on Derek Kitch. That will be his first foul. Wallace to inbound, baseline left. Inbound through the hands of Starzl, and it's picked up by Banks on the fast break. A one-on-two drive, pulls up, didn't have the numbers. Now scoops the pass to Kitch out front right side for Franklin. Franklin dribbling out near the timeline, setting up the offense for Central Methodist. Hands off for Tillman. Out front for Kitch, now to Black. Gets it to Tillman at free throw line. Forces the jumper, rims around and out. Nothing but white. Bearcat inside with the rebound and pulled away by Wallace. Drives the lane in the white uniform, lays it up and in. Now Wallace lays it up and in. Northwest Missouri State down by 140-39 with 17:09 left. Across the timeline, handing off his Banks. Looks off the right side, finds Black. Out to the top of the key. Free throw line jumper by Franklin. Rims around it now. Wallace with the rebound. And he'll take it across the timeline through the lane. And as he falls to four, hooks the pass left side. Wide open. Sullivan lays it up and in. A three for Alex Sullivan off that left side. And that gives Northwest a 42-40 lead over Central Methodist. Franklin across the timeline. Out front. Top of the key. Banks. Looks off the left side for Tillman. Right side gets it to Kitch. Gets to Tillman through the lane. A runner on the way in a collision and a charge coming up. Tillman gets called for the charge. Another good job by the Bearcats defensively.
Yeah, that time Alex Sullivan able to take the charge for Northwest.
Tillman will pick up his first foul, team second. Alex Barner into the game, and L.A. Black goes to the sideline, and Robert Mason in for Central Methodist to take the place of Melvin Tillman. ...42-40, Northwest Missouri State in front. Wallace to walk it across the timeline. Dribbles out between the circles. Now down the lane, into the right corner, Funk, a fadeaway jumper, good. Three from that right side by Tyler Funk, knocks it down, and it's a 5-point Northwest lead. 16:07 left in the second half. Out front between the circles, Barnard. Looks right side for Mason. Now back left side is Franklin. Now right side for Banks. Banks trying to drive on Bryson Williams to the right corner, misses, and now gets a fast four Kitts. A jumper from 18 is good. Derek Kitts with 5 points on the night and a timeout. 15:45 left in the game. Northwest Missouri State 45, Central Methodist 42. We'll be back right after this 1 minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Northwest's Department of Health and Human Services offers programs ranging from physical education to coaching to dietetics and parks management. Learn more today at www.nwmissouri.edu.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City. Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City.
Back at Bearcat Arena, Northwest Missouri State 45, Central Methodist 42. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Bearcats come out of the timeout with Tyler Funk along with Alex Sullivan, Matt Wallace, Kyle Slake, and Bryson Williams. Cats up 45-42 as Williams will take over the point duties, takes it across the timeline, dribbles right side, hands off to Sullivan. Left side, Wallace, back right side for Sullivan. Drives the baseline on the right side out of a double team, tosses it back out front right side for Wallace. Wallace, free throw line right, goes cross court, left side for Williams, sets up, wants the three, rims around and out. Fight for the rebound. Tillman pulls it away. Tillman back out on the floor after a brief rest. Takes it across the timeline. Hands off for Eric Franklin. Franklin out between the circles. We'll dribble left side. Gives it to Tillman. Tillman on the weave. Finds Mason. Have that three-man weave out from Mason to the left baseline. And gets called for the travel. Trying to make a move to the bucket. And the turnover gives it to Northwest. Cats up 45-42. Kozad into the game. Slate to the sideline. Kozak getting a start this afternoon for Coach Ben McCollum. 15 minutes left in the game. Wallace across the timeline left. We'll drive free throw line through the lane. A little runner on the way off the front of the rim. No, and the rebound to Central Methodist. Mason on the fast break. Right side, Franklin to the baseline. Out to the top of the key. Driving is Tillman. Free throw line backs out. Wants a jumper from 16 off the front of the rim. Rebound, fought four off the floor, and Sullivan hustles after it. Gives it to Wallace. He'll take it right to left to the top of the key. Right side finds Funk at three. Rims out. Rebound inside underneath the bucket. Tillman for Central Methodist. So slow things up as his coach tells him to slow things. The numbers weren't there. Into the left corner. Barner. Now low left for Kitts. Out of a double team. A reach in foul coming up on Northwest. This will go on Funk. That'll be his third foul. D'Angelo Haley now coming into the game for Northwest. And we've got a break in the action as well. 14-17 left in the game. Northwest 45, Central Methodist 42. Back after this 1 minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game is being underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by National Investors and Northwest alumni, RGO Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National Investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero & Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777.
Northwest Missouri State University awarded 459 students with their academic degrees during its winter commencement ceremony. The total was the second highest for a winter commencement ceremony in the school's history. The university awarded 355 bachelor's degrees, 98 master's degrees, and 6 specialist in education degree candidates. The top 3 undergraduate majors in the graduating class were elementary education, business management, and agricultural business. The top graduate degree was applied computer science.
45-42, Northwest in front of Central Methodist, 14-17 left in the ballgame.
Yeah, and I still don't think we see Northwest fully get their legs under them. I mean, it just they're just not clicking like we saw early on in the season right now.
Eagles will inbound underneath their bucket left side. Inbound low left side, and the shot blocked away as it got it was blocked by Starzl. As Kitts tried to go up with the shot off the left side. Northwest with it across the timeline. Wallace in the left corner for Ailey. Back to Wallace left side. Now to Starzl at top of the key. Right side, Sullivan. The left-handed dribble brings it back left for Wallace. Into lane with a pass for Kozad. A little hook shot and a foul. A little baby hook in the lane, and he will go to the free throw line. They will count the bucket.
Kozad was really doing some battling with Kitch inside even before that ball had gotten in there. Those two are really going at it. Kitch didn't end up called for the foul, but they were getting after it, and he had to work to get that shot inside.
Barner there to make the last hit on Kozad. Picks up the foul. Kozad makes it a three-point trip down the floor. And Northwest Missouri State in front, 48-42. Tillman out front, Mason, a long three over Haley, rims around and out, rebound Wallace for Northwest. Wallace will slow things up, a little bit of collision with Sullivan, his own teammate there, trying to change directions and set up the offense. Wallace off the left side, now accelerates free throw line, in the left corner, Haley sets up, wants the three, off the front of the rim, fight for the board, Kozad up for the shot, won't go in a foul, but Kozad back to the free throw line. Another foul on Alex Barner, that will be his third. And Grant Kozad going to the line, one of one this afternoon, a 56% shooter on the season at the line. So far, 9 points as he steps to the line, trying to increase the Bearcat lead. Free throw on the way, rims out. Black and Caleb Shaw coming into the game. This will be Shaw's first action. Elliot Black, a starter in the lineup for Central Methodist. Barner and Mason to the sideline for Coach Jeff Sherman. 48-42, Northwest in front of Central Methodist. 13:30 left in the game. Second free throw by Kozad is good. He goes into double figures with 10 points, 49-42. Northwest with the lead. Franklin across the timeline right side in front of the scorer's table. Looks and finds on the right side a Kitch. Pass out front, stolen, picked up by Wallace. He'll drive to the bucket and lays it up and in. Matt Wallace with 6 points gets his 12th steal of the season, 51-42, Northwest Missouri State up. Now the weave on the right side, Shaw. Cross court left with the pass, Franklin. Looks on the left side, and driving to the bucket is Banks. Dishes cutting through the lane, Black misses the layup. That's one he should have had. Rebound ripped away by Starzl for Northwest. 51-42, Northwest Missouri State in front. Northwest right now in a 6-0 run over the last 107. As Central Methodist gone 0-for-3 on that field goal attempt. Kozad low, kicks it in the left corner to Sullivan. A three is good. Nothing but net for Northwest. Alex Sullivan from the left corner, his third three of the game. 54-42. Northwest Missouri State expanding the lead. A 9-0 run now with 12:30 left in the game. It's Northwest 54, Central Methodist 42. A timeout by the Eagles. We'll be back right after this 1 minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in Northwest Missouri and Southwest Iowa. 660-562-2600.
Bearcat Radio Network broadcasts are supported by the Compass Dental Group, Dr. Bruce Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler at 231 East Summit Drive in Maryville. More information available at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Sports on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Bearcat Booster Club, assisting the athletic department in funding improvements and providing equipment for the various teams. The Bearcat Booster Club, 562-1713.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway County Economic Development, whose services encourage people to live, work, and do business in Nottoway County, providing regional employment, health care, and educational opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, with more information at MaryvilleMo.org.
54-42, Northwest in front of Central Methodist with 12:30 left in the game. A little bit of a run here by Northwest.
Yeah, it is a good solid run, and now let's see if they can maintain it and really put Central Methodist away right here. It's taken longer than we had hoped to get started with it, but hopefully now that it is started, they can continue.
Eagles with it following the timeout. Franklin across the timeline on the right side. Gives it to Kitch on the right. Out front for Black. Guarded by Starzl. Gives him a little bit of room on the right side. Shaw, long three off the back of the rim. Fight for the board. Tapped out. Picked up by Kitch on the left side. Tillman, a three with the left-handed jumper. Good.
3-point field goal, Melvin
Tillman. Tillman, now with 20 points. 54-45, Northwest over Central Methodist. Wallace into the front court from our right to our left. Dribbles to the right wing. Low post right for Kozak. Kicks it out front. Crooker. And now, whistle and a foul inside. This one go on Northwest, and Starzl trying to fight for some position inside. Picks up his second foul, second team foul in the half for the Bearcats. 54-45, Northwest Missouri State in front. Banks into the game for Central Methodist. Franklin will take it across the timeline for the Eagles. Pushes the pass to Banks. Hooks it on the right side. Finds Black trying to look low post. Nothing there. Back out front instead for Franklin. One dribble. Pass right side. Knocked away by Haley. Chases it down. Into the front court left side for Northwest on the break. Slows it up. Didn't have the numbers. Northwest will set up the offense with a 54-45 lead. Wallace on the left side. Haley. Lobs it low left for Cozad. In the lane. Trying to kick it back right side, does to Crooker, drives the lane, a little left-handed push shot won't go, put back by Starzl, misses, but a foul coming up on Central Methodist. Foul goes on Elliott Black, that'll be number three on Black. Starzl to the free throw line where he's 2-for-2 this afternoon. 6'8", junior out of Kearney, Missouri. Eyes the bucket, free throw on the way, good. Cats up by 10. Second free throw. And that one's good. 56-45, Northwest Missouri State in front. Cats' largest lead of the game has been 12 off the right side. Franklin looks low post right side. Gets it to Black. They spin it back left side. Tillman, a three off the left wing. Nothing but net. Melvin Tillman continues to be red hot on three-pointers. 23 points total and a 56-48 Northwest Missouri State lead. Tillman now with eight threes on the afternoon. Off the left side, Starzl. Check that, five threes. He's hit eight total field goals. Pass goes low from Haley trying to get it to Cozadlo. And it was on a foul in the lane. And this one will go on Derek Kitch. That'll be his second. Sixth team foul on the Eagles. Northwest inbound baseline left. And check that. I think they're going to give that one on Black instead. So Black will pick up his fourth foul instead of a foul being on Kitch. So Black will pick up the foul. 56-48, Northwest Missouri State in front. Wallace with the inbound left side. Haley inside the arc with a jumper in the left corner. Won't go. Rebound. Cozad. The putback is good. And a foul. Cozad to the free throw line as they'll count the bucket. And a nice strong rebound and put back by the Bearcats forward inside.
Yeah, we're seeing the play getting much, much better inside for Northwest.
Matthew Lloyd picks up the foul, his second. He hasn't logged very many minutes in the game, but has picked up a couple fouls. Cozad, free throw, nothing but net. 13 points for Cozad. He's 3-of-4 at the free throw line this afternoon. 59-48 Northwest. Out front, whistling a foul on this one to go on Northwest. D'Angelo Haley, as Eric Franklin went dribbling by him. Haley reaches out, gets called for the hold. Number first to foul the game on Haley. Third as a team on Northwest. Tillman with the inbound right side. Franklin. Bounce pass out between the circles. Banks. Left side, Tillman. Right side, Kitch. With a quick pass to Banks on the right side. Takes the jumper too hard off the back of the rim. Fight for the board. Goes out of bounds. And it will belong to Central Methodist off of Cozad. 10-24 left in the game. Northwest in front, 59-48. Eagles inbound, baseline left. Dillman lobs the inbound out front, tipped by Starzl, but controlled by Kitch for Central Methodist. Hands off to Franklin as the Eagles set up the offense. Going right side. Out front, driving into the lane was Banks. Kicks it back left. As Tillman were driving by, ball tipped away by Wallace. Picked up by Cozad. Back to Wallace. Behind the back court, the pass to Haley. Lays it up and in. A razzle-dazzle that time. Northwest up 61-48. Just under 10 minutes left in the game. Banks to the baseline right. Cut off whistle and a foul coming up. This will go on Grant Cozad as Grant will pick up his second foul. Back in the action, 9:55 left in the game. Northwest 61, Central Methodist 48. Back in a minute on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodsense in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodsense at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MarryvilleGlassandLock.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City. Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City.
With Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. Northwest with their largest lead of the game as they lead Central Methodist 61-48, 9:55 left in this one.
Yeah, and one thing we're seeing Northwest is keep that pressure on. They started to pick it up about the 14-minute mark here in this second half, and they've continued to keep it going since that point.
Eagles will inbound baseline right as Tillman with the long bounce pass off the inbound for Franklin to Banks. Looks off the left side. Back to Tillman, guarded by Connor Kirker. Now right side, Franklin. Driving on Alex Sullivan back out there for the Cats. Pulls up, looks low post right side with a pass scoring low for Lloyd. Fadeaway jumper off the back of the rack, off the backboard. Misses the rim that time. Rebound Northwest. Sullivan across the timeline. Dribbles left side. Out between the circles. Force Lake. Right side, Williams trying to look low with it. Nothing there. Now to Sullivan. Through the lane. Drives all the way to the bucket. Lays it up and in. No one picked him up as he went down the lane. Sullivan with the easy layup. 63-48 Northwest. Underneath the bucket with the dribble on the drive is at Tillman. They swing it out front, high right for Kitch. Now to Tillman between the circles. Sets up a long three out front. Rims out. Rebound Slake for the Cats. Allen for Kirker. A long pass down the right sideline. Sullivan now another long pass. Left corner for Williams. Drives through the lane. Up with the shot and a foul. And this one will go on Central Methodist and Michael Banks Jr. That's his third foul. For the Central Methodist as a team, they're eighth, and Bryston Williams goes to the free throw line. 1-1 opportunity coming. Are they going to go with the two shots here? Foul on the shot, so the first free throw rims out. First trip to the line at this afternoon. 45, Garrett Glass, and 14, Alex. We have another free throw coming. Garrett Gladden into the game for Central Methodist, seeing his first playing time of the day. Back to the line. Bryston Williams, second free throw, rims out. Rebound tap, but it is controlled by Banks for Central Methodist. Cross midcourt left side with the dribble. It is Cody Anderson, saw some time in the first half. Has it on the left with the dribble. Pass on the right side for Tillman. Free throw line, through the line. Nice little up and under pass on the low left side in a fadeaway jumper blocked away by Cozad as was taken by Gladden. Taken by Barner on the right side. Now on the right side, they get it to Tillman and knocks down another three. 26 points for Tillman, 63-51. Northwest in front of Central Methodist. Kirker across the timeline between the circles has Cozad down the lane as he drives, gets called for the travel, and the turnover gives it right back to Central Methodist. Central Methodist out of the NAI in the Heart of America Conference, coming in with a 9-6 record. Tillman across the timeline, left out between the circles. Barner Holds on to it. Now goes back to Tillman, left wing. Out front pass nearly thrown away by Williams. Chased down by Central Methodist and Anderson. Back left side, Banks. Out front, Barner. Now to Tillman on the left wing. Between the circles with the dribble. Left side, Barner. Into the left corner, a three. Put up and missed by Banks. Rebounded line, Northwest Sullivan. Across the timeline, a three-on-four break. Right side for Williams. Now brings it out front, Cozad. Left side, Kirker. Trying to go low for Slake. Stepping in front of the pass was Barner. And trying to save it in bounds in front of the Bearcat bench. Unable to do so right in that far left corner. And Northwest Missouri State will inbound. 7:34 left in the game. Northwest 63, Central Methodist 51. Connor Kirker getting ready to inbound. And gets the inbound to Cozad. Now to Sullivan. Sullivan out front, right side for Kirker. Now back to Williams. Drives all the way to the bucket, and a shot blocked away. Blocked by Gladden as he went by, and the ball comes down right on Williams as he's underneath the bucket, out of bounds with it. And the ball will belong to Central Methodist. Now Wallace back into the game for Northwest. Williams to the bench. Also Kirker to the sideline for Northwest. Cats will go with Sullivan, Cozad, Wallace, Haley, and Schlake. 7:18 left in the game. Northwest in front, 63-51. Cody Anderson in, near the left sideline for Central Methodist. Dribbles now through the lane. Back out front, right for Mason. A three over Haley. Rims out. Rebound. Fought for in the lane. Knocked loose. Controlled by Central Methodist. Coming out of the pack with the ball, Alex Barner. Now to Anderson. Through the lane. Right side drives and fouled as he went up with the layup. This will go on Kyle Slake. That'll be number one on Slake. Fifth team foul on Northwest. And Cody Anderson to the free throw line to shoot a couple. 5'8 sophomore out of Springfield, Missouri. Just a 38% shooter on the at the line this season, but it's only been there eight times. And his free throw just barely got to the rim. Now 3 of 9 on the season. Charles Holton Funk into the game. Slake and Cozad to the sideline. 63-51, Northwest in front. Second free throw by Cody Anderson. Rims in. And 63-52, Northwest lead. Wallace into the front court. Being pressured by Cody Anderson. Dribbles right side. Gets a screen by Starzl. Down the lane right. He goes with it. Pulls up his dribble. Out front right side with the pass to Funk. Hands off to Wallace. Wallace down the lane to the baseline underneath the bucket. Kicks the pass out to Sullivan. Had to leap up, bring it down. Nine on the shot clock. Into left corner. Wallace left open. Takes the three. Got it. Nothing but in. Matt Wallace with a three from the left corner. Just his third of the season. 66-52 Northwest. Now on the baseline left driving is L.A. Black and a foul as he drove into a double team inside. And the foul will go on D'Angelo Haley. That'll be his second. This will get Black to the free throw line for the first time today. 73% shooter at the line. 6 points so far overall. And free throw off the front of the rim. Central Methodist may have the most left-handed shooters on one team that we've seen in quite a while. Black, another one of the guys that shoots with his left hand. Second one good. 66-53. Northwest in front of Central Methodist. 6:13 left. Wallace into the front court, pulls up. Finds Funk between the circles right. Now to Haley on the right wing, guarded by Mason. Through the lane he goes. Bumpton gets the pass back to Sullivan. He'll take it through the lane. Into the left corner for Funk. Back out left side for Wallace. Now right side Haley. Haley dribbling near the right sideline. Out between the circles left with the pass for Wallace. 8 on the shot clock. Wallace with the dribble on the right side. Goes high post right for Starzl. Fadeaway jumper. Good as he takes it in the lane. Knocks it down from 10.5. Dylan Starzl with 8 points. 68-53. Northwest up with 5:37 left. On the left side, Tillman. Lobs it to Anderson. Anderson out between the circles. Dribbles right side. Pulls up in front of the scorer's table. Now to the top of the key. And takes the jumper out front. Got it. Just inside the arc, a two-pointer for Cody Anderson. And a 68-55 lead for Northwest. Flunk into the front court. Looks right side. Sullivan. Now to Wallace. Wallace trying to drive on Tillman. Does. Down the lane. Right side. Kicks into the right corner. Sullivan. A three on the way. Good. Over Anderson. Alex Sullivan knocks down the three. He's got 16 points in this game. And that's his fourth three-pointer of the game as well. Inside they go and trying to get it in for black ball knock loose. Picked up by Northwest. Wallace with it. Just a firm midcourt. Will allow the pass into the front court. Gets it to Funk. Funk to dribble on the right side. Looks on the right wing. Sullivan. One dribble. Now pulls up. Out between the circles. Wallace. 4:27 left in the game. Wallace with the left-hander dribble to the free throw line. Lobs the pass trying to go alley-oop for Haley. Couldn't get it down as good defense by Barner. Ball out of bounds. It'll belong to Northwest. 4:21 left in the game. Northwest 71, Central Methodist 55. We'll be back right after this 90-second timeout. Back in 90 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in northwest Missouri and southwest Iowa. 660-562-2600.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero & Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777.
Northwest is home to one of only two laboratory elementary schools that allows students to gain hands-on experience right on campus. The Department of Professional Education offers majors, minors, masters, a doctorate, and certificates in many disciplines within education. Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Today's game is underwritten by National Investors and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National Investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
Bearcat Radio Network broadcasts are supported by the Compass Dental Group, Dr. Bruce Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler at 231 East Summit Drive in Maryville. More information available at CompassDentalGroup.com. Northwest with the ball following the timeout. They lead 71-55. Just over 4 minutes left in the game. Funk with it on the right side. Looks left side. Gets it to Wallace. To the free throw line. Kicks it back right side. Williams. Now back to Sullivan on the left. Sullivan to the baseline. A little runner on the left side from 15. Good. Alex Sullivan really heating up here in the second half. Has 18 points, 15 of those coming in the second half. 73-55, Northwest Missouri State in front of Central Methodist. Right side, Franklin out front with a pass. Robert Mason gives it on the left for Banks. Now between the circles for Black. Right side, Kitch, guarded by Funk. Holds the ball, brings it out front. Finds on the right side, Mason. Picked up by Bryston Williams. Now to L.A. Black, to the free throw line. Down the lane he goes. Into the left corner now with the pass. And a jumper put up and missed as the shot clock sounds. Taken and missed by Banks. And here comes Northwest with it. 73-55. Cats in front. Wallace right side. Funk. Bounce pass high right for Starzl. Whistle. And we've got a timeout. No, a timeout by Northwest as they will bring a couple of substitutions here. Kozak coming back into the ball game. Crooker in. And Alien, and also for Central Methodist. Into the game goes Eric Franklin once again, and also Derek Kitchen. Kricker with the inbound right corner is Bryson Williams. Turns, takes the jumper from 16. Good. Bryson Williams off the right side has 5 points, and it's a 75-55 game. Northwest Missouri State up. Just under 3 minutes left. Right side Kitch. Between the circles, Tillman backs out and wants to drive on Williams. Goes a little left side and in the blocks off the left side. Open was Kitch, who knocks it down off the glass. And now a 75-57 Northwest lead. Facing full court pressure, they break it. They find Funk, drives the lane, lays it up and in with the easy layup. 10 points for Tyler Funk, 77-57, Northwest by 20. Through the lane, driving is Black. Missed the shot, but a foul. Kozad on the defense will pick up the foul. That'll be his third.
Northwest doing a much better job in the second half, taking care of the basketball. Had 11 first-half turnovers. So far, just 4 in this second half, and it shows on the scoreboard. They had just 35 first-half points, and already here in the second half, they've got 42.
Free throw good as Black knocks down the free throw. He has 8 points. 19-point game, Northwest in front. Kyler Erickson into the game. Gozad and Williams to the sideline. Free throw good by Black as well, as he hits both. Now go to the sideline, and Matthew Lloyd in for Coach Jeff Sherman of Central Methodist. 77-59, Northwest Missouri State in front, facing full court pressure. Inbound to Erickson. Finds Funk. Now to Slake. Into the front corner left side, Haley. To the left baseline, cut off. Spins. And has the ball knocked loose from behind by Franklin. And the ball pinned, balls around, picked up by Franklin on the break right side for Banks. Lost the handle on the dribble, stolen by Funk for Northwest. 2-8 left. Funk will give it to Kirker, and he will take it across midcourt left side. Out between the circles to Erickson on the right. Expires the dribble, brings it out right side. Haley. Haley with the dribble with 14 on the shot clock. Being chased by Banks, trying to go low with the pass, and it goes out of bounds over long to Central Methodist. Cody Anderson back into the ball game, and Michael Banks to the bench. And Lyle Harris to enter for Northwest. And D'Angelo Haley to the sideline. Barner in for Lloyd for Central Methodist. 77-59, Northwest, 1:43 left in the game. Cody Anderson will walk it across the timeline right side. Dribbles between the circles. Hands off out of the weave. And gets it to Tillman. And it was on a foul as the pass goes to Franklin trying to make a drive. And that foul will go on Northwest. And Lyle Harris will pick up the foul, his first. 1:33 left. Northwest in front, 77-59. Franklin getting set to get to the free throw line. Shooting a 1-1 opportunity. Franklin on the year, 79% shooter, has 8 points, all coming from on the first half. An e-bend, free throw on the way, and it rolls out, rebound Funk. Gives it to Kirker, and he'll take it across midcourt right side, finds Erickson. Left side, Kirker. Kirker at the top of the key. On the right side, Erickson. Dribbles behind the back and pulls up, goes cross court left side, finds Kirker. Shot clock at 10. Kirker, our little runner on the right side with the left hand, won't go. Rebound Tillman for Central Methodist. He'll take it across the timeline. Lob the pass right side, Anderson. A touch pass low right side for Black. Out front right, Barner. Now to Tillman. Wants to drive, pulls up, free throw line left. Now a little hesitation drive up off the top, won't go. Whistle on a foul and a charge coming up on Tillman.
Third time today, Tyler Funk has drawn an offensive foul for Northwest.
And it's about every game you can say that. Generally, one of the top Bearcats is sliding over and drawing those charges. Anthony Senevy into the game, a 5'11 sophomore out of Lynn, Missouri. Also in is Mick Petruski. A 6'4 freshman out of Alaska. Full court pressure out of Central Methodist. The inbound comes to Erickson. Back to Funk. 2-2-1 pressure. Pass into the front court for Kirker and across court. Left side pass Erickson into the left corner for Harris. Harris will drive all the way bucket and lays it up and in. Lyle Harris with the drive and the layup. 20-point lead once again for Northwest. Pace into the baseline right. Cut off by Kirker. Spins. Looks into the lane. Barnum. Back right side and a jumper and air ball taken by Centervee, missed by about 2 feet. And here comes Northwest on the fast break. Erickson squares up, wants the jumper on the right wing, won't go. Fight for the board by Harris, he'll bring it back out. 18 seconds left in the game. Funk now will just hold the ball. Briefly now goes cross court right side for Erickson. He'll try to dribble out the clock. Now to Harris left side. Northwest looking to end this one as they have that clock wind down, leading by 20. And that will be it as Lyle Harris just dribbles things away, and that's it. Northwest Missouri State with a 79-59 win over Central Methodist as the Bearcats go to 9-2 on the season. Need to take a break before we go to our postgame. We'll be back right after this 30-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Northwest Missouri State basketball is underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by Carson Sports Grill, Mr. Goodsense Subs and Pasta, Maryville Glass and Lock, National Investors, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services, Shelter Insurance, and the Northwest Alumni Association. And by Nottoway Valley Bank, Compass Dental Group, Nottoway County Economic Development, the Carol Herzog REMAC Realtors of Liberty, Missouri, and the Bearcat Booster Club. Northwest Missouri State basketball is a production of KXCV Radio.
Northwest Missouri State back on the winning track after dropping a couple games in Hawaii. As Northwest defeats Central Methodist this afternoon, 79-59. The Bearcats now 9-2 on the season. We're back and begin our postgame activities right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero & Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777.
Northwest award-winning Department of Agricultural Sciences offers hands-on experience for students at the University Farm, Orchard, Test Plots, and Horticulture Complex. Learn more at www.nwmissouri.edu.
This Bearcat broadcast is brought to you in part by the Northwest Alumni Association. Contributions to the Alumni Association support the Northwest Foundation and its educational opportunities for students. For more information, call 562-1248.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City.
Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Sports on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Bearcat Booster Club, assisting the athletic department in funding improvements and providing equipment for the various teams. The Bearcat Booster Club, 562-1713.
Bearcat Radio Network broadcasts are supported by the Compass Dental Group, Dr. Bruce Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler at 231 East Summit Drive in Maryville. More information available at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway County Economic Development, whose services encourage people to live, work, and do business in Nottoway County, providing regional employment, health care, and educational opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, with more information at maryvillemo.org.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
All out, all game, all season. Bearcat basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Back at Bearcat Arena Northwest with a 79-59 victory over Central Methodist. Along the back order, I'm John Coffey. While you have a chance, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Matt, a 20-point win for Northwest, but it was anything but an easy victory for Northwest today.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, they took better care of the basketball in the second half after being tied at halftime, and then also only allowed 8 shots made by Central Methodist in the second half. Now, 4 of those 8 were three-pointers for Central Methodist, but when you can only hit 8 shots in a half, it's going to make it a lot easier on the other team, and the Bearcat defense able to do that to Central Methodist today.
Only one tie in the game. That came at halftime when the game was tied up at 35, and 7 lead changes in this game, all coming in the first half.
Yeah, very early, and then a few late in the first half, and then very early on there in the second half. But it was about the 14-minute mark of the second half today where Northwest started to pull away and then really had it in the kind of gear we thought we'd see for the entire game.
79-59, Northwest with the win over Central Methodist. We'll be back, have the extra effort award for you, and much more coming up right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
It's time for this week's All That Jazz conversation with the president of Northwest Missouri State University, Dr. John Jasinski. This week, Dr. Jasinski talks to John Coffey about celebrating successes at Northwest.
What a neat time of the year. really celebrating and giving thanks. We talked about giving thanks last week. But at Northwest Missouri State University, John, so many good things to really reflect upon, step back and say thank you. And it's thanks to our students, our faculty, our staff, our community members, not just Maryville and Northwest Missouri, but it's really our alumni association and our alumni network throughout the world that all interplay. And just a couple of recent examples, John. One is we're rebranding ourselves, looking at our graphic interpretations and looking at ways that we can talk about Northwest and use of Bobby Bearcat, et cetera. And we've had so much input from our community about that, and we're moving ahead in the near term in terms of rebranding. You look at the success of KZLX, our college radio station, and the national awards they've had. You look at the work of Dr. Michael Rogers, computer scientist who has worked with our students to develop iPhone applications, and Jackie Lamer, who has worked with the city, actually, and really trying to look at how to market Mozingo in a different atmosphere. So many good things. I even should have mentioned the American Royal Livestock Show, where, you know, our bull from our ag students received Grand Reserve Champion status. So many positives out there, John.
That was this week's All That Jazz conversation with the president of Northwest Missouri State University, Dr. John Jasinski, here on the Bearcat Radio Network.
The Extra Effort Award is underwritten by Mr. Good Sense Subs and Pasta, located at 121 South Main in Maryville.
Back at Bearcat Arena, Northwest Missouri State, with the win at 79-59 as they defeat Central Methodist. Time now for our Extra Effort Award, and Matt, looking at a guy who stepped up and had a very big second half in Alex Sullivan.
Yeah, you know, with Alex Sullivan today, he led the team with 18 points, but that's not the big thing. He did it on 7 of 8 shooting. He was 4 of 5 from 3-point range, forced at least a couple of timeouts, I know, by Central Methodist by hitting threes that kind of started to build the Bearcat lead, and Central Methodist had to take a timeout to try to slow that down. So Alex Sullivan doing that, a few rebounds, a few assists, he had a steal, so just kind of doing it here and there in 27 minutes of action today.
So Alex Sullivan, our Extra Effort Award winner, as we look at some of the other totals out of this game for Northwest, ended up shooting 57% from the field for the game, 32 of 56, 8 three-pointers, 8 of 18 on threes, and Alex Sullivan had 4 of the 8 three-pointers for the Bearcats today. Northwest didn't get to the free-throw line often, but they knocked down their free throws this afternoon, 7 of 10 from the free-throw line. And then individually, Sullivan leading the way with 18 points, 13 points for Grant Kozad, who got a start today, and 10 points for Tyler Funk coming off the bench. And for Central Methodist, only one player in double figures, Melvin Tillman, had 25 points. He was 6 of 10 on threes for the afternoon, 9 of 15 overall shooting. No one else in double figures for a Central Methodist. 9 points for Elliott Black and 8 points for Eric Franklin to help lead their team in scoring. Central Methodist for the game, shooting 42% from the field, 21 of 50. They were 42% from three-point range, 10 of 24, and 7 of 12 at the free throw line. Rebounding totals, Northwest out rebounding Central Methodist, 33-22. And for Northwest, a total of 17 turnovers, but as Matt mentioned, a much better total in the second half than what they had in the first half. 20 turnovers for the game for Central Methodist. And again, Northwest with the win, 79-59 as they defeat Central Methodist. We'll be back to have more for you on our post game right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
The Extra Effort Award is brought to you by Mr. Good Sense in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Located at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368. Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MaryvilleGlassandLock.com.
Today's game is being underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by National Investors and Northwest Alumni. RGO Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National Investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
The Department of Communication and Mass Media at Northwest includes studies in public relations, advertising, broadcasting, journalism, and interactive digital media. The department offers hands-on experience through on-campus radio stations, a TV station, and student publications.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero & Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in northwest Missouri and southwest Iowa, 660-562-2600.
Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Sports on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Bearcat Booster Club, assisting the athletic department in funding improvements and providing equipment for the various teams. The Bearcat Booster Club, 562-1713. The post-game interview with Northwest men's head basketball coach Ben McCollum is brought to you by Carson Sports Grill in Maryville, located at 310 North Main, 582-2699.
And welcome back to Bearcat Arena. Northwest Missouri State with the 79-59 victory over Central Methodist. Northwest improves to 9-2 on the season with the victory. And Northwest will be on the road in this upcoming weekend. They'll be in Joplin on Thursday to face Missouri Southern. And then on Saturday, they travel over to Pittsburgh, Kansas to face Pittsburgh State. And men's women's doubleheaders this upcoming week as they get back into MIAA play. We'll have the broadcast Thursday from Joplin beginning at 5:10 with our pregame for the women. That'll be a 5:30 tip-off. And then the Northwest Mineral tip-off at 7:30 against Missouri Southern. And on Saturday, you're looking at afternoon games there, 1:10 with the women and then the men at 3:30. So a lot of basketball coming up here in the next few days on the Bearcat Radio Network as the teams get into the MIAA portion of their schedule. Again, as we wait for Northwest men's basketball coach Ben McCollum to join us, Northwest coming off a 20-point win this afternoon, as it was a game in which they were tied at halftime at 35, but came out outscored Central Methodist by 20 in the second half. And Matt Gorder really got some things rolling, as you mentioned, about the 14-minute mark into the second half. Things started to turn Northwest way.
Yeah, I guess the important thing is once they did turn around and they did start playing better, they kept it that way. They didn't really do too much reverting to the way they started the basketball game, and that was important. Once they did start playing better, it continued. So hopefully that'll carry over on into next week.
Yeah, it really has to, as you really get into some big games coming up. Missouri Southern, Pittsburgh State coming up in the next week with games on Thursday and Saturday.
Yeah, and from here on out, it's MIAA basketball. So the margin for error is a lot smaller. You also don't want to err because the games are more important as you get into conference play. And that's the way it's going to be from here on out. So you're done with the non-conference stuff and hopefully as ready as you can be. I guess the good news is they will have a little bit of time to work on some things from today before they do have that game next Thursday. But they are going to have to play much better.
Yeah, and some of that I think you can probably account for just the Christmas break. It's been a while since they played. They've been away from the basketball floor for about 6 days before they came back, got a couple practices in before today's game. But again, struggled a little bit before the break, even out in Hawaii, but hopefully they'll be able to start to see some things get rolling here for the conference.
Yeah, you know, in the couple of conference games that they had, they played some pretty decent basketball there, so hopefully it gets back to that when they get back into conference play.
So Northwest Missouri State with the win as they go to 9-2 on the season. We'll be back and have more for you from Bearcat Arena right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Northwest Department of Business offers majors in accounting, economics, finance, marketing, management, and business. Northwest MBA is offered in Maryville, Kansas City, and St. Joseph, as well as online. Learn more at nwmissouri.edu.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway County Economic Development, whose services encourage people to live, work, and do business in Nottoway County, providing regional employment, health care, and educational opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, with more information at maryvillemo.org.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City. Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City.
Bearcat Radio Network broadcasts are supported by the Compass Dental Group, Dr. Bruce Twaddle, and Dr. Brian Viertaler at 231 East Summit Drive in Maryville. More information available at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodson's in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodson's at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MaryvilleGlassandLock.com.
Want a few pointers? How about these three-pointers? Bearcat Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network. Bearcat Radio Network.
Back at Bearcat Arena, as we're now joined by the head coach of the Northwest men's basketball team, Ben McCollum, after a 79-59 win over Central Methodist. And coach, a tough start to the game, but you're able to get some things rolling there about 14 minute mark of the second half, and never looked back from that point on here today.
Yeah, you know, I think the second half we came out and played our game a little bit more, and you know, I think we wore them down too, because they were playing great that first half. They really challenged us, and I think it's going to really help us going into conference. And you know, we've had two-a-days the last 2 days. You know, so if it looked like we were running in quicksand, I think we probably were. But, you know, we got a lot of things to improve on. I mean, it's just we're still a work in progress. I think some of it is we're living off a little bit of last year's success, where we just kind of assume we're going to be good and you know, not working for it, not staying hungry. And that's something that needs to change.
I thought early in the game, Central Methodist was doing some things inside that made it tough. Where they were getting some turnovers off of some plays that you were designed to go inside for you, that they were then able to turn into points at their end.
Yeah, we did. With bad passing, you know, just didn't pass it well, and yeah, we got to work on that. We've worked the last couple of days on just moving the basketball and going inside. And I thought offensively, shoot, we shot 57% or something like that. And that's pretty high for any game. You know, but the turnovers, not going to the free throw line ever, you know, those things are things that are strengths of ours that, you know, we just didn't do tonight.
Well, you look ahead now. It really starts on Thursday, a trip to Joplin to face Missouri Southern. Then you got Pittsburgh State very quickly on Saturday, and conference season's in full force from here on out.
Yeah, it is. I mean, we're ready to roll. 6 out of 7 on the road. Gotta love it. You're always the underdog on the road in this league, and we like to be in that setting. So, Southern is a place I have not won as a head coach, and so I'd like to get a win there. They're going to play very small, similar to a lot of the NAIs that we play. I mean, everybody's small compared to us because our bigs are so big. So we're going to have to figure out a way to defend them. And then, you know, I think scoring on them, you just go inside. So it'll be a good tussle.
All right. Well, Ben, thanks a lot for being with us.
Thank you.
That's the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. Again, Northwest Missouri State with the win. They go to 9-2 on the season with the victory. And up next, it's Missouri Southern on Thursday, as the Northwest Missouri State women will tip off at 5:30 with Missouri Southern, and the men will tip off at 7:30. We'll have the broadcast of both games along the Bearcat Radio Network beginning at 5:10 with our pregame for the women. And the Northwest women right now getting ready to take to the practice floor here and try to get geared up for their matchup on Thursday with Missouri Southern. Thanks to everyone involved with their broadcast, Matt Water here at Bearcat Arena, and also Christian Grady engineering things for the Bearcat Radio Network. I'm John Coffey, and so long from Bearcat Arena. Northwest Missouri State basketball is underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by Carson Sports Grill, Mr. Goodsense, Subs and Pasta, Maryville Glass and Lock, National Investors, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services, Shelter Insurance, and the Northwest Alumni Association. And by Nottoway Valley Bank, Compass Dental Group, Nottoway County Economic Development, McCarroll Herzog, REMAC Realtors of Liberty, Missouri, and the Bearcat Booster Club. Northwest Missouri State Basketball is a production of KXCV Radio.